Welcome to the Married Man Show with Married Man Jack, Married Man Jay, and soon to be walking down the aisle, Brian. Well, not married, what is it? Soon to be married, Brian. What should we say? Soon, not to be as thirsty as the other guy, Brian. How about that?
Betrothed, right? Isn't that the technical term? You're betrothed.
Who was thirsty?
Tim. He's very thirsty.
Okay.
Very, very thirsty.
That like 2015 definition of thirsty?
I guess it's
sexless. Lack of sex,
can we just call it
sexless thirsty?
Right, it is. Okay.
He's three months and change, man.
He's walking in a desert with no water.
On a horse with no name.
Yep. Actually, he might be happy with the horse. I don't know the way things are going. I don't know.
Oh, God, no. That's horrible. Don't say that.
I told you.
Don't accuse him of bestiality.
Well, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. I had the customer who was attacking the horses?
Eesh. Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're in Lakeside.
Joan Emery had to put a restraining order against him.
Yeesh. That's a good way to start a show.
people like what they like.
We had a guy in my office scheduled for an interview, and he did not pass the Google test.
Oh, what's the Google test?
It's put his name in Google, and if the first thing that comes up is that he got arrested for banging cows, you probably don't want to hire him.
Yeesh. Are you sure it wasn't like, a classic case of same name kind of thing?
Nope.
Ooh.
Sure, you just wasn't saying, where's the beef?
No, I had a whole bunch of lines ready for the interview, like, you know, where have you farmed your talent before, or, you know, do you kowtow to people when they give you pressure, or what is your utterly best quality? But they never made it that far. We canned the interview. So
you do the Google test before you sit down with them then?
Yes.
Okay. And then
cow banging is not just frowned upon. It is apparently grounds for not even having an interview. So
did you at least give him a chance to explain himself?
No.
Maybe it was just cow tipping and it got a little carried away.
Cow just the tipping?
Oh, God. Oh, this show is devolved.
You know, we could milk these jokes all night long.
Oh. Well, shit.
Well, what's his name? We should get so everyone can.
I'm not. Talk. Look,
I can't share his name. He'd probably sue for that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Like he's listening to this show.
But anyway, that's. Damn, that's got to be the worst, right? In terms of Googling somebody before you're going to interview them. Cow fucking should be. It's kind
of. How do you get that expunged from your Google record? I guess there's no way, once it's out there, right?
If it were me, I mean, the arrest record, I'm sure, would follow you around with like a legit background check. But like, I would just change my name.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I got to start fresh.
Yeah, out with the old and with the new.
I got cut fucking cows, man. What's worse than that?
Not getting a job because you got caught fucking cows. I don't know.
To be fair, the guy might have been really thirsty. Really.
No. There's no amount of thirst that justifies that.
Got milk.
Jesus Christ. Before
I'm sure there's a title in the show there somewhere.
Oh God. We're only 4 minutes in. This show is ruined. I hope you're all happy. The people that make this show possible, which they might be taking their money back now, is our patrons. Over at patreon.com/JayandJack. If you'd like to become a patron today, you can do so by going to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. We also have a special partnership with lootcrate.com/JayandJack, where you can get $45 worth of geeky goodness for less than $20 a month. And each month has a special theme. Jack, what is this month's special theme?
This one is amazing. It just came in.
Off the presses?
Off the presses. You get your own cow.
No.
Hey, you don't have to use it for that. You can use it for milk and stuff. right?
Come on. This whole joke, it's a moo point.
All right, let's move on.
It's like a cow's
on.
Opinion. It doesn't matter.
Like a cow's opinion. It doesn't matter. Anyway,
what do you bring a cow? I mean, you don't bring it flowers. You just like bring it some hay. Here you go. I mean, what do you do to, you know, like on a date?
Not murder. I think not murdering the cow is probably
that could
pretty
be
awesome.
That could be a good
but,
thing.
But I mean,
yeah.
It's, if you eat a burger, like, isn't that murdering the cow?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you, what do you bring the cow? You bring it not killing it because then, you know, lots of cows die.
I guess they do. Well, not all of them die. Like, there's a lot that make milk, right? There's the milk industry.
Yeah, they get the milk cows.
That's probably like the sweet gig for a cow. The milk cow?
Yeah, I want to be a cow.
Like,
yeah,
is that their equivalent of, like, the show? Is like, turn into a burger or you get milked for the rest of your
milk,
life.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough
get
of this
all
cow
the,
talk.
Get all
this
the hay you want.
This is horrible. Brian, any other horrible interviews that you've had in your
No, time? No. Again, that was I was only involved in a tertiary capacity with that, so I don't even – really know.
Well, why don't you, since you never got to use the questions that you prepped so hard for, do you want to try and use one on me right now?
Oh no, I already said them.
What were they again?
Oh, just like, you know, where did you farm your talent and you know, do you kowtow under pressure and yeah, no. I
guess Jay wasn't listening in the beginning.
I guess
no,
so.
It sounds like Jay.
It sounds like me. I'm never really there. No, but like seriously, what would be your best question? What's your ace in the hole interview question?
In general, or for this guy?
Just in general, not for this guy.
Well, I don't interview people. I'm low man on the totem pole, man. I mean, I don't interview people. I've interviewed students for student staff positions, but
okay.
I do like the. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made?
Oh, wow. Do you want to share your biggest mistake you've ever made?
I fucked a cow. didn't you Google me first?
See, I don't believe that our boy in question thinks that's a mistake. I think getting caught was his mistake.
Oh, God.
I don't think he was having a bad time up until getting caught.
Yeah.
Was he from what part of the country was he from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay. Well, really?
Farmington, no less.
So he has a type.
Yeah. I like big bucks and I cannot lie.
Is that the token Jack trying to be culturally relevant with a song from 1989?
Hey, that's the best I can do. Hey, didn't it come back out again? Didn't they remix it?
Well, it never went away. I mean, okay. That's part of it. Oh, Lordy.
Oh, man. So,
something pops in my mind.
Besides cow fuckers that you have to deal with, Brian, how's everything else going in your life these days?
Everything's very good. Hey, I missed your 30th, right? Wasn't that a few months ago?
My 30th birthday?
Yeah.
No, I turned 31 like 3 months ago.
Shit. So then, yes.
So, yeah, you missed it by about a year and a half. But...
I don't know why I had it in my head that you were an 86 baby.
I don't know. Do I look that young? Not really.
Well, you've always had a youthful exterior.
Now, you're aging quick, though.
It's called children and marriage.
If that makes you feel better.
It's children and marriage.
I tried to warn you. I said, look at the
AKA,
pictures.
AKA, don't before do
I,
it.
I'd say, look at the pictures I got before I got married. After.
It's like you're president of the United States.
Exactly. It's the exact same thing. You go in there looking happy and all, you know, the difference is
I'm going to make a difference.
The difference is, though, after you serve your 8 years, 4 years, whatever it is, you make a boatload of money. Marriage is different. You don't make a boatload of money. All right.
Yeah. You lose a lot of money and then you get divorced and then you lose all of your money.
Well, I haven't got divorced.
That's true. We don't have the divorce perspective anymore on this show. It's true.
That's true. We don't have Dale, who was the divorced twice, but only claimed once.
Wait, what?
He was married twice, divorced twice, but only claimed one. He said the second one didn't count.
Yeah, the second marriage didn't count. In his
two different people?
Two different people, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I can see how if you remarried your divorced spouse that you'd be like, ah, it's one. It doesn't count. It's fine. You know? Like if you got married, got divorced, got married again, and got divorced again to the same person, I think you could you could downplay that.
That should count as three or four, because if you made the same mistake twice, you should pay a heavier price.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, do you double the alimony payments at that point because you're that stupid?
Do we have any? I wonder if we have any listeners out there that have been married once before, divorced, and then married the same person again and is still married.
Well,
that'd be interesting to hear.
Let's broaden the pool a little bit. Like, even if they're not still married, ideally we'd want to hear the happy ending, right?
No.
But no. No. You want everything to end in
terror? Misery and
sadness. It has to be. It's what we do here. No, I'm just kidding. I just like to. I don't know anybody that got married to the same person. I'm trying to rack my brain. I've been alive for almost 55 years, 54 years. How old am I?
I don't know. How old are you?
I'll be 54 this year.
Okay. What?
In another month. So that's how it was. See what happens when you get old? You can't remember how old you are. You have to go. Okay.
Oh yeah, but 62. You're so young, Jack.
Yes, I'm so young.
No, I'm not. I'm not being facetious. You have a 31-year-old son.
Yes.
And you are 54.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's not bad.
No. Although, sorry, my original math made it that you were 13 when you had him. It was 23. Got it. Okay.
I see Virginia just eliminated. I guess there was a law in the book that you could get married at 13. Either Virginia or West Virginia, they finally changed the law. You cannot get married now at 13.
Hey, that's good. You know, hey, West Virginia.
Would they pop it up to 14? Be like, we're being reasonable. Yeah,
I don't know. I just said, wow, that was still a law, but it was one of the Virginia, West Virginia, Virginia itself. I don't know. I get them confused.
Interesting.
I just saw it on Yahoo or some other website.
Well, if it's on Yahoo, you know it's legit.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Yahoo Answers.
Oh man. So B. Rye, you're honing in on the final countdown for the marriage, right?
Invitations are out, bitch.
Oh, I haven't gotten mine yet.
Because they went out yesterday and you live in North Carolina.
Well, I feel slighted still.
Well,
so
we have regular mail delivery. It's by car.
Right, but it's not gonna take
It's not Pony Express.
But I mean, did you go cheap on the postage and it's going to take a long time to get here?
No, I went normal postage.
How do you go cheap on a postage? You can't send a book rate. What are you talking
about?
Well,
no. I mean, I think maybe I'm giving him too much credit here, but what he was insinuating was that I didn't put enough postage on it, so I'm just going to get returned to sender. And I was very close. I was a tenth of an ounce over what would have been a normal 47-cent stamp. And for about, I don't know, 10 seconds, I'm like, fuck it. And I'm like, wait, am I really going to parlay these invitations versus like $20 extra?
But do they check? Do they really check? Like, if it's slightly, do they pick up the end and they go, up? Yeah, fuck this guy. He's trying to scam the system.
What if a dude has a bad day? He's like, I don't know. And throws it on the scale. Like, I told you, Jeff. Guy's an asshole. Send it back.
Return to sender.
And Jeff's like, why do I have to do it, Bill?
I used to have a customer who was, I used to work on a mailbox, etc. And this woman would come. They owned a motorhome shop down the street. They used to cut the stamps in half, like a 45 degree, like crossways, and put the stamp on there. And they never had anything returned. They'd send out hundreds of bills a month. I go, what are you doing with these stamps? And she goes, you have scissors. I go, yeah. And I go, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I'm just cutting those. I go, but that makes it voids the stamp. She goes, oh no, it goes right through. We've never had anything returned.
Oh no, there's a way better life hack for this, and I hate that term, but so Jay,
yes,
I think this would only really work if we lived in the same town. But like, I'm at my house and I want to send you a letter to your house.
Yes.
I just address it to me and put you as the return address and throw it in with no postage. Return to sender.
Oh. That's actually kind of smart.
I think I just admitted to mail fraud on.
But you haven't done it. You're talking about it theoretically.
No. Yes, I know.
Right? Officially.
Right.
I don't think. But, well, send it. You can do an email and you can't get arrested either, right?
Send what in an email?
I was just making a political joke off the top of my head.
Oh. Oh, there you go. I got very topical.
I don't know. It doesn't matter if you're far left or far right. The things on Twitter today were probably the funniest things I read on Twitter in my life. Things more trustworthy than Hillary Clinton. I was rolling. If you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. You got to go.
I know people that are far left that were laughing about it. It was pretty funny. But anyway,
can you give us like a one or two greatest hits?
Yeah, let's share some.
One was about it showed Jared from Subway chasing after a girl, a little kid's thing. There was one about I'm trying to remember. They were whole. They're still on there. Just hashtag.
Well, then look
more
at it real quick. You have the internet in front of you.
Oh God. Okay, keep talking. I'll go find it.
He has to go get his computer.
No, I have my computer. I was reading. Someone sent me a message, so I was reading that too.
Wait, you're doing a podcast right now. How are you reading something?
I'm multitasking.
I feel like he's going to Jerry Gergich us and like go to Alta Vista to look up how to go to Twitter.
Oh, Gary Gergich.
It's Terry now.
Yeah.
Let's see. You guys can continue talking.
Sure.
All right.
So, anyways, Brian. Hey. Anything else? How was your gig yesterday?
Oh, it was fine. Fine. Yeah. I'm very happy. It's Wednesday. We're recording on a Wednesday. But I've quit, or I should say, they stopped having. I was planning on leaving I do a Tuesday trivia and a Wednesday trivia night.
Yeah.
And I was planning on leaving Wednesdays in September, but the place wound up just shutting down like normal Wednesday business on during the summer. They're going to be open. It's a music hall primarily, so they're going to be open for show nights and Wednesdays are typically not that. So last week, or I'm sorry, was it 2 weeks ago? Yeah, 2 weeks ago was my last night there. So I've had Wednesdays off now. So I'm only doing one a week, Tuesdays, which is great. It's I already feel more rested. I finally caught up on Game of Thrones. I have so much time.
Nice.
That's not true. I do not have. Oh, are you not there yet?
No, no, we're all there. What are your thoughts? Your non-spoilery thoughts for season 6?
Non-spoilery thoughts.
Well. See, I was very close to firing the show after season 5 because it was so boring.
I didn't think it was boring. I just thought it was a little... Like, Hard Home was an amazing episode.
Hard Home was good. I mean, but it's... I don't want to wait 8 hours to then watch 1 hour of awesomeness. And that's what a lot of what it felt like. That being said, I believe season 6 is the best season of the show.
It was so good. I loved it. The book readers were a little bit whatever, but I thought it was really good.
Never was I bored. I was only moderately confused as opposed to what the fuck is going on? Who are these people I haven't seen forever, you know? And again, when you rewatch and rewatch, I mean, I'm sure you have a better handle on it if you read the books too. But like, I'm a guy who's seen every episode one time, a couple, two times. That's it.
Okay.
Know? So...
Colleen and I just recently started a rewatch of Game of Thrones.
Trons. There was another show that you were. Weren't you just doing and you do so many podcasts.
We do Game of Thrones podcast.
No, but I think there's one you just started doing, like a show that just came back or something like that.
A Hell on Wheels.
Yes, that was it.
Jack and Cindy do that one. I don't do that one.
And my wife and I do it.
I hear that show is very good.
I love it. Jay won't watch it because he's anti-Western.
I'm not anti-Western. I just don't.
What are you, a communist?
No, I love Westerns. What are you talking about?
Jay is a communist. He hates apple pie.
The Man with No Name series is the way to go. I love it. It's one of my favorite series of all time.
Name all three movies.
Fistful of Dollars, A Few Dollars More, and A Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Okay, well, it's for A Few Dollars More, but I'll give it to you.
Whatever. Fuck you. All right, so anyways.
Well, you can even put on, what's the one where they paint the town red? Why am I drawing a blank on it?
Paint Hang 'em Your high. Wagon?
No, Hang 'em High.
Hey, oh, I love Hang 'em High. So good.
Things more trustworthy than Hillary Clinton, a potluck dinner with Jeffrey Dahmer.
These are going to be all dad jokes, old man
basically,
jokes.
Yeah, I think
it is. But I'm old.
Because it's basically the people that are pissed off the most about Hillary Clinton are all the old dads.
Things more trustworthy than Hillary Clinton. A New York City park bench.
I'm going to disagree with you on that because I see people on both sides, and a lot of people are upset with it. Not to get political, but a lot of the Sanders people are pissed off.
Bernie bros.
Yeah,
Bernie bros.
Someone has a van. It says this van, and it says on big letters, "Free candy." More trustworthy than Hillary Clinton. Bill Cosby is a bartender. Someone asking for your Social Security number over the phone. Jared Fogle's a lot of them.
right.
I don't think she's that bad. Right, I feel like that's a little extreme.
You're saying. I'm not going to get political. And then you run off these. But, like, you're saying that regular rape and child rape are better things than not knowing how to secure your email.
I'm saying that these are pretty funny.
Look, I have a saying. I know you're on the internet right now, right, Jack?
I am on the internet right now.
So you –
Isn't Skype the internet?
No, but I meant like you're actively like on the interwebs doing the searches. Like,
yes.
There's a saying, and I thought I stole it from something, and I may have. I don't know, but Jay, would you agree if you can't find like a particular search string, like a phrase on the internet, then it's the closest thing to an original thought?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
So I've been saying this for years. And I tried Googling it with the quotes, and I couldn't find anything. The phrase is, all humor derives from truth.
Oh.
And you can't find anything on that?
And I can't find anything with that. If you write all...
Can you trademark it?
I should.
Oh, I just stole it, though. I just trademarked it. So.
No! It's how I've lost all my millions. Giving things away for free on podcasts.
So okay, you sent your invitations, but you're too cheap to pay the postage properly. Anything else? Any other updates?
No. Again, I told the limo story a couple episodes back. I don't think there's anything. Well, we did some crude math last night or the night before. It was last night, and there's like this miracle of we weren't. We had an idea of what the budget was going to be, but we have not been like, well, you can only spend $120 on shoes. You know, it's just like whatever the fuck it costs. Like, we're gonna make it work, and we're gonna, you know, and we've been putting X away for you know Y amount of time, and we just added up what's left. Like, we've got all these deposits in, but like we got to pay a lot of these balances and everything like that. And we did the math, and it takes us until the day before the wedding, and we're at zero. Like, everything evens out. The day of the wedding.
Wow.
And it was just a miracle number. It was awesome. So we feel good about that.
That's crazy. That's pretty good. I feel like that's winning.
Fired our caterer.
Oh, you fired the caterer?
Yeah.
Why? What happened? Did you jizz in your food?
They put beef on the menu.
Well, all right. We got to get dark for a minute.
Okay. Okay.
Jay, do you know where I'm going with this?
I don't.
Again, I never called you or Colleen, but I know that Colleen saw some Facebook stuff about a month ago.
Okay.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
I don't.
Okay. I don't want to air any personal business on the show, but
no
we had
nobody's,
a,
nobody's listening but us.
Yeah, you're fine.
We had a very big tragedy in the family a month ago.
Oh, wait, I do know.
Okay, I do know.
So you guys know about this?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yes.
Okay. So, and yeah, again, like it's, it, I'll talk about anything, like, but I just don't want to put her stuff out there into the world without talking to her.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But it was bad. Whatever, it was a real bad thing, and we had to, you know, do an event, and we had this caterer who her mother was working with and was very happy to work with. And the thing about who we had booked, again, this is an October wedding. We went to go see them in December and had a really good time talking to the guy, and the budget was – I'm sorry, the pricing was super fair. The guy was hilarious. He was basically – and not in like an actually funny way, but like in a – he told us straight up that the food that we're getting is the same food that the country club people will be getting in like three towns over where they have the rich houses, but they'll be paying double because this is what people can afford around here. And I'm like, okay, you just call this poor, but that's cool. It's still cheap. We'll take it. And at one point he even talked about like the profit margin on the people, which I couldn't understand. Basically, the idea about, well, what do you want to make off of it?
What?
What you want to make off your wedding?
Yeah, the idea that what you're paying per plate, you know, if you want to change these things, you know, that if the cost of that goes lower, then you make more money in all your gifts.
Oh shit! Oh.
Now again.
Wow.
I don't care what this guy's personal beliefs are or whatever. He's going to give us some awesome food at a great price. And I mean, my boss got married at the same place I'm getting married at and used the same company. They're very popular and they're very successful. So I had no issues with that. But this was December and we, you know, we signed a contract in like January. We never gave them a deposit because the way that the language of the contract was, they're also a banquet hall and we weren't using their facility. We were just using their food and their personnel, and I mean they do multiple events on in a day. They can only have one in the facility, but they can, you know, hire out and they'll do five weddings on a Saturday if they have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we got in touch with them. We need to book a tasting because we have no idea what we're eating yet.
Yeah,
and they only do them like bi-monthly.
Yeah, yes.
I think it's very strange. And then we gave – this was like maybe April, I want to say, like late April. We gave him a check for a deposit. And here we are like 6 weeks later and the check has not been cashed. So basically – Yeesh. Yeah, basically Courtney went into her checking, took a look, made – and this was on maybe like, you know, June 15th or something like that. Was like, yep, still not cash. So I called the guy. I told him kind of what happened, that we had some kind of changes and a sudden thing that kind of threw us for a loop, and we were just going to go a different way. And he's like, well, I don't know. I mean, the check could be at the bank. I'm like, the check is not at the bank, but tell you what, if it is at the bank and you do deposit it, we've already put a stop payment on it, and I'll be glad to pay the $35 return check fee. Just bill me for it. The check was not at the bank. So, I mean, it was basically that they hadn't really gotten back to us about anything. And these other people were very eager to help us.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed the way that they handled a very delicate situation.
Yeah.
So, and for what's going to be a fun event, I can only imagine it would be even better.
Yeah. No, I think you made the right call. I mean, at the, like, why did you
the guy was over? The guy was super chill, too. I mean, he was like, yeah. I get it. Give my love to your family, and I'm very sorry, but no problem. You know, so.
Nice.
That's that.
That's you in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Forget the food and just have open bar. That's what people care about anyway.
Well, no, we have that too.
But that's all you need.
I'm not a monster.
That's all you need is the open bar.
Can't we just say like this? Like unless it's like a situation where, you know, maybe there's like an alcoholic or maybe an addict getting married. Should there really ever be a wedding without an open bar of some sort?
Well, no. Well, first of all, all right, let's go with that.
Any wedding I'm paying for shouldn't be, but that's okay.
I've been to maybe 20 weddings at this point, like 18 or something like that. I've been to one that had a cash bar and I almost killed myself. And it was absurd too. It was like, can I have a Sam Adams? That'll be $7.50. I'm like,
$7.50.
Was it at the ball? Was it
that's
at the
highway
ball
robbery?
This was in 2008.
Holy shit!
So But again, I do get the idea. Okay, cash bar, like, if you're two people and you have no help from family at all, and you're just pulling this thing together by the skin of your teeth, that might be a thing you have to do. I mean, and again, it's 2008. So my friends who were getting married were, shit, I was 24. He was 22.
Yeah.
So I get it. But even the addict thing, I feel like, you know, and every person is different, right? I mean, some people can be around it. Some people can't. Some people's spouses drink when the others don't. And, you know, but there was one that I went to, and so did your wife, where we kind of had to, like, there was no alcohol in the reception area, but it was at a hotel, so there was a hotel bar. So it was kind of like running back and forth and trying to make those things work and also sneaking things from the room. And I'm like, I'm almost 30.
Well, she spoke fondly of it, though, because at least they kind of scheduled it around happy hour where drinks were free at this hotel for like a certain amount of time.
Oh, I think that was because your wife is beautiful. I got no free drinks.
Well, she goes around saying that what the fuck was that place? Embassy Suites gives out free drinks.
They give out free popcorn, isn't that what it is? They give out.
To be fair, Joe Matera may have given the bartender like a solid grand and been like, just take care of everybody.
For those who don't know, Joe Matera is our local lesh. Is that the right word, maybe?
It's not wrong.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, cool.
Local lesh here?
No, sorry. In I guess, that group of friends.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's the more correct. Got it. Correct terminology there, but
I'm going to a wedding this Saturday.
Oh, what wedding are you going to this Saturday?
Andy.
Oh, I thought he was already married.
No.
Is it an open bar, the wedding you're going to?
I have no idea. I said, oh, great, that's getting married. You know, 3 months ago sounded like a good idea. Now it's getting close. I go, we got to go to this wedding. All right.
Though there is one thing that I am a little upset about with the new caterer.
Okay.
I don't have open bar for the reception. I have beer and wine for the reception.
What?
I've got open bar for the cocktail hour.
We're not going now. Fuck this.
All right. Well, you know what? I'll change it.
Good. Good.
Thank you. Look how easy that was.
Actually, if there's wine, I guess you could drink enough wine to where it'd be like drinking liquor.
Makes the wedding enjoyable. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, help try to, you know, pass the time.
Yeah. I don't mean to champ at the bit here, but I want to answer a question.
You want to answer a question on an advice show?
What's the meaning of life?
No, I mean like a listener question.
Oh, I know. All right. Let's see.
Am I derailing your plans here?
You are. I guess we're at the 30-minute point. I think it's fair.
Do we really have plans when we do this show?
Yeah. Every episode we do tackle your listener questions.
No, but do you have a game plan when we started? Or you just? I don't think there's ever been a game plan, has there?
No, we're not that professional. Anyway, all right. So this email here is from Adam Trembath. Hello, JJ and Co. Just a quick message to say, please keep the rotating third seat going. The guest host shitting on each other is golden.
Remember, I'm Team Boston. can I get a shirt that says that?
Hashtag Team Boston.
After the last time Tim was on, I wouldn't imagine you'd be Team Tim.
Actually, did you listen to the last one with Tim?
No, I haven't.
He basically shit on you the whole episode.
What did he do?
He shit on you the whole episode.
We were told not.
What did he say?
You gotta listen to it.
We were told not to tell you.
It's a public fucking podcast.
Hey, people say, hey, can you please don't tell him?
What?
Tim doesn't have much in life, so
is this like when Jim Halpert? No. It was Ryan. It was Ryan set up Creed's blog. It was just a Microsoft Word document. Like, does he think this podcast just goes into the ether, like when he's done talking about it, or does he know that it's saved for all posterity?
I just think he wanted you to
listen to it. Or until you stop paying the bills.
These are on Blogspot. So
I think since you said you were a hashtag Team Boston, he has now started to fire at his supporters. So
okay, that's fine.
Just letting you know.
I have not met Tim. Is that correct?
No, you have not. You have not.
I've met Skypack, and we kicked the shit out of Tim.
after this, I don't think you're going to want to meet Tim after you listen to it.
And by we, I mean Chris would just beat the shit out of him, and I'd watch and I'd film it.
Is Chris a violent man, though? I've never seen
him. He's from Boston. No. They beat people up all the time. It's just what they do.
Oh, I guess it's true.
Not the stereotype.
You say something bad about my fucking Patriots. we've only won six Super Bowls.
Fucking Tom Brady.
Fucking Tom Brady's God. Leave my Patriots alone.
I'm not saying that the Patriots fans are a bunch of whiny bitches, but...
But you are.
You must have seen that Affleck thing on Bill Simmons, right?
I haven't because I don't want to hear like fucking any more Patriots fan bitching.
It's so good.
I responded to him out fucked his fucks on the without saying that we're using the word fuck.
He said he used 18 when he should have only used 12.
He was drunk. He found an open bar. He was sauced. He was gone. But the whole fuck Brady. I've never seen a fan base bitch more about winning than the Patriots.
Yeah,
fans.
But all right, hold on. All right, we're gonna do this right now. I can't believe we're doing it.
Do it.
Like, and again, I'm taking some of these points from what Affleck was saying. But I mean, it's been I both love and hate it. I hate the fact that we're still talking about a fucking deflated football.
I agree, but I do
love that. Like, it just inspires all these hot takes everywhere all the time. I do believe he was wasted. But like, if he'd spoken more about this, but the idea that we're still in this like, oh, you beat the shit out of your kid, all right, you beat your girl, all right, you gotta sit down for two games, maybe. I don't know. I'll do whatever I want. And that idea that Goodell can just do whatever he wants, and that's what they're really trying to make happen, is that, well, we can't have our authority disrespected, you know? But, yeah, give me your phone. No. Fuck you. Sit down for four games. Like, it's ridiculous. And, of course, and lying is bad, and he's lied. Brady has absolutely lied. Which sucks.
Hey, don't we all have a friend by the name Deflator?
Oh, obviously.
We all have a friend by the name
it's
Deflator.
It's a pretty common nickname.
But every single quarterback does that shit.
I'm going to adopt a kid, but that's my favorite Patriot fan argument. Everybody does it. Everybody does it. Tom Brady was no different than any other quarterback. The guy came back and basically said he couldn't be suspended because there was nothing in the rules saying that deflating footballs, he could be suspended four games. See, he was innocent the whole time. That's what that's what bugs me most about Patriot fans.
No. I mean, and again, I'm in a tough spot because I'm a Giants fan and a Patriots fan.
Ugh, you can't be both.
Come on, one or the other.
Yeah,
I'm a Met fan, and the Sox are my AL team.
What did you do during the two Super Bowls?
I rooted Giants both times.
Fucking Eli Manning.
But like, how do you? What's with the Boston whatever here? This is kind of bullshit.
Because I'm in New England, dude.
But you're not really.
I thought it was against the law to like a team from New York and a team from Massachusetts.
That's not allowed.
I thought that's illegal.
No. The point is that I learned about football by watching the Patriots in their almost undefeated season. So
you learned about cheating.
What's that?
You learned about cheating.
Oh my God! Get off the cross. We need the wood.
So it's kind of I'm just
saying that to get a ride.
But I don't know if you can count like becoming a football fan like 6 years ago. Like what the hell were you doing? With your
almost 10, dude.
Was that 10 years ago?
Yeah, Chargers lost in the AFC Championship game.
Shit, I'm fucking old.
Yep,
I'm really fucking
still,
old.
Still should have beat them, but that's okay.
Well, let's get to this question here, Adam.
Well, no, basically, this. I don't send your hate. You know, the Patriot fans would be writing me in their crayon and stuff like that. I was just joking with you guys. I don't care. I thought that the number one draft choice, losing the picks, was enough. Let's move on. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I just get sick of their whining and crying. Try being a Charger fan. Enough said.
No, don't try that. It's a terrible idea.
It is a terrible idea. It's
don't do it.
It's bad for your health.
I'm a Met fan, dude. Okay, life sucks.
Oh, come on, Padre fan. I win.
Yeah, at least you guys have won World Series.
You absolutely do win. Sorry about that.
All right.
You guys did re-sign Jose Reyes. That was a pretty popular signing, huh?
Oh God, I do like
the fans of New York did give him a standing ovation. I go, wow.
This is gonna make again. I'm a pretty big Met fan.
Now, I knew you were a Mets fan. This whole Red Sox bullshit aside, I knew you were a Mets fan.
But here's the thing. I didn't know about the Reyes signing until today.
What? Then you're not a Mets fan. I was all over the place a couple weeks ago.
I didn't see it. And again, I read the internet and on a daily basis. I just missed it. I don't know how. And I'm like, wait, what? And I got so angry.
Yeah, they gave him a standing ovation.
I don't want. Yeah, that's not great. I was so happy.
Kudos to the Rockies for dumping him. And
yeah, I was so happy when they dumped him. I'm like,
but they still owed him $22 million.
Yeah, and they have to eat it. But like, I was so happy that he was not going to have a job, and he got a job.
I mean, I go back to the whole about the break, the whole deflate gate. Yeah, Ray Rice should have been suspended. Well, see, but I said it before we even saw the second video. We did a sports podcast. I was on there saying, look, the way he dragged her out of the elevator was enough that he should have gotten more than two games. He should have got the whole season. But, yeah, so I agree with that. You know, deflating the footballs, they all do it. But it just please go away. Just stop talking about it. But it's never going to go away until it's solved.
Adam is out there somewhere. Going, are you going to read my fucking question?
Well, he
started this.
Yeah, he did.
By doing the hashtag Team Boston or inciting that out of good old Brian here.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
All right, so
let's move on.
Speaking of which, since we are changing dips so often, how long till we get the sweet chili? Warm taffy back for a session. Surely his partner has a sore whipping arm by now. I think not for a while. This is like an Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses kind of deal, or might be another like 20 years before he comes on the show again.
This is thing like Sugar Ray Leonard, where he retired, came back, retired, came back, retired, came back. I think he's done.
Yeah, I think he is done. But you know, you never know. Never say never. Maybe when hell freezes over.
And for you kids at home, Google the name Sugar Ray Leonard, and you'll understand what I'm saying.
I think I use more topical kind of like never get back together things, like, you know, from Guns N' Roses, Eagles, but, you know, whatever. For a quick question. Is it okay for me to watch porn with my partner and then ask if we can do things in the videos? What's the best way for this? If so, cheers.
No.
Well, I mean, if it's two consenting adults.
Well, no, it depends on what it is. And you just got to.
Right, right.
You got to know your limitations. Like Clint Eastwood would say, man's got to know his limitations.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of variables here, I believe, which we don't. The answer is D, not enough information. But.
How flexible is she? I mean, you got to know these. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, you could work your way up to those things.
All right, we're going to try this one first.
You know, you can't.
Hey, babe. Do you have like eight friends?
You have to put on nice jazz music in the background.
Well, is that okay? Is that the porn bait and switch? Like, hey, let's watch some porn together. We can try out some new moves. And she's like, yeah, let's do that. And then you show like, you know, an eight person, you know, gangbang, and like, hey, but, you said you would be down for some of
but
this.
But what if it's something you don't? What if it could backfire? Maybe you haven't seen that, and it's something you don't want to do. And it's like she goes, yeah. "Okay, yeah, I want to do that." And
you're like, "It's eight dudes and one chick."
Yeah, so then you're like, well, I didn't agree to that. No, you agreed to it.
Yeah, I guess it's true. It could go both ways.
Watch the movie first, and then
I think,
without her.
Oh, you're adorable calling it a movie. I think...
What are they? I'm talking pictures.
Yes. I think that the... I think he's... Adam, you're reading too much into it. Like, that... If it's going to happen, and please know that that is a capital I and a capital F, that it's an organic, natural thing. Like, you're watching this thing. And again, you said that, you know, you kind of do it together, and it's not like, all right, it's Wednesday at 5 o'clock. You said we could put a little bit of this on. I mean, if she's just doing it to satiate you, game's over. You're done.
Yeah.
But if you both enjoy it, that thing that you want to do, or, you know, trying to emulate what you've both just seen, I think the then and now is the natural organic way for that to happen. Not, you know, having a good old time, it's over, and then, hey, remember that thing, like the 4 minute mark? I really want to try that next time. Like, I don't think there's any way you can really broach that if it's not in the moment.
Well, I mean, if you're saying next time, you're giving her or him time to prepare.
Sure, sure.
Like, mentally prepare for the task at hand.
Yes, yes. I guess that's entirely possible.
Or you just keep stopping it and rewinding it.
You don't rewind it anymore.
How can you not rewind it?
I don't think people like to be, like, penciled into things.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, the idea that, like, hey, that thing that we saw was pretty hot, right? Yeah, I guess. All right, so next time, are you into that? Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. That's how that conversation would go in real life. So, I don't know. I mean, but again, if and I'm not saying that there are. I don't have any data on this, but, like, I think it's rarer to have a partner who's into watching the same stuff that you're into than it is to not have that.
It's true.
And so already you're doing good, you know. You're in the
one step ahead.
Yes, yes. So I don't think you have anything to worry about. Just you know, be natural, be yourself, and let the moment take you. But not. I don't think it's wise to bring it up after the moment is passed.
Nice. No, I think that's some good advice. Jack, anything else? Anything else you want to throw into there?
I'd say just roll it. Just go with it.
I say, as long as it's, you know, two consenting adults and you want to go for it, to go for it. But to Brian's point, it's probably rare that would be case.
It's going to be very rare.
So, but if you do have it, you put a ring on it. I think that's the rule here. The rule of thumb.
Maybe that's exactly what he wants to do.
Could be. It could vibrate as well. Anyway, Adam, hope that answered your question.
Yeah, and thanks, Adam, for letting us talk about Deflategate again. Nice job.
Thank you, Adam.
Do whatever you want, Adam. I don't care anymore.
Oh, man. Anyway.
I have angry Patriots fans sending me hate mail again. Oh, my gosh.
It's all they do. It's all they ever do. All right, well, let me get the – we have a phone call here. I believe this is a dating – disaster phone call.
Ooh.
So let's let this one take it away.
Hey guys, I'm just calling in about a bedroom disaster. I don't really have a dating disaster, but this is sort of a bedroom/parenting disaster. The first thing, I just did want to give kudos and compliments to most of the guest hosts. I think doing a great job filling in Dale's shoes. Feeling his earmuffs would have been another story, but doing a good job with the shoes. So anyway, my wife and I have two kids, a 1-year-old and a 6-year-old. And, the lovemaking is not as frequent, and it's just hard to find the time to do it. But, you know, about once a week or so, we manage to do so. And sometimes there isn't as much time, so we try to hurry things along a little bit. So we do have some toys, and, my wife has a small, vibrator that we use sometimes, but I just put the vibrator after using it in the in a drawer of my nightstand. And of course, a month or two ago, my 1-year-old is now mobile, walking all over the place, opening drawers left and right, putting things in his mouth. And sure enough, he opened the drawer, grabbed that vibrator, and briefly put in his mouth before I jumped across and grabbed it from him. I can't honestly say I'm sure that we cleaned it right afterwards. This happened a few days ago. He hasn't, he's still alive, so I think we're okay. But I guess, yeah, word of caution to parents, which is to be careful where you keep your toys. And then I had a question for you guys, which is growing up, I always, not always, but you always had that fear of walking in on your parents or hearing your parents. Thankfully, I never ran into that situation. I did hear my parents fight a few times, which was just horrible, but never walked in on my parents naked or having sex. And I was curious what kind of strategies you had. Jack, you may not want to answer that with Jay in the room, but what kind of strategies you had to sort of minimize your exposure to your kids. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you for that call.
Yeah, but first thing.
Yeah.
The fuck do you mean most of the guest hosts are doing a good job? Because I immediately start to look around me like, shame, shame. Like, what did I do? But that was terrifying.
I thought you didn't like that season.
Oh,
season 5.
No. Very funny. Very funny. Bring it back. Everything's cyclical.
I'm sure he wasn't talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Nick. They could be talking about Nick or Tim.
I think most people that found out now find out you're a Patriots fan and a Giants fan are gonna probably
that's true. Yeah, it might be you. Now that I think about it,
whatever.
Wasn't that in a porno movie where a guy used a small vibrator and gave it to his 1-year-old child or something like that?
That's tough. That's brutal.
It's funny, actual seed being planted for an edible complex. Like, if you see the kid with a knife in his hand, run away.
That's rough.
That's just rough. Nasty.
I guess kids get into everything, but
yeah, you know, they do put everything in their mouth. I guess. So.
Yeesh. But you know, I give kudos to kids, and still, you know, the love making. It's probably not very easy.
Yeah, but I mean, he's horrified right now.
Yes.
But what he doesn't understand is that he's been given a gift.
Oh, what's that?
13, 14, 15 years from now, when that kid's being a total twat, you can pull this story out and terrify him.
Ruin him for life.
Yeah, but I feel like that would that's some heavy ammunition there. That's some heavy.
I'm just saying he's got.
Remember
the
when
artillery.
You were one? Yeah, your mom's vibrator.
I guess if he was like a total asshole.
Hey, do you remember how you always made us read you Peter Rabbit?
Oh shit. Anyway, yeah, that's tough. Advice
gotta,
on the keeping.
You got to get a lock on your door.
Yeah, lock on the door. But I guess for me, I can't really, because we only have one kid. So when he's asleep, I mean, it's pretty much when you have time. But I would guess it would get a lot harder once you have multiple kids with different sleeping patterns.
You will have that because you will hear this. You know, you're finally having a chance, and you hear this, "Mommy, Daddy, oh,
nobody's
now?
Here."
I had a child who would say, "I can hear you in there. I know you're awake." And it's not Jay, but it was one of my kids. But that's a true story. And I go, "God, what is wrong with her?"
I mean, I definitely had a few times where it's like, you know, getting going, and then the kid starts to cry or wake up or something. It's like, "God damn it, go back to sleep, please, go back to sleep."
But how long of the "I didn't hear anything" do you lie to yourself for?
For me, I can't, like, once the kid's crying, like, it's a mental block, I break the concentration, and I'm done. Like, it's over.
Okay.
It's over.
This has never happened to me before. it's the kid crying.
It's like, Colleen's like, come on. I'm like, no, it's done. It's over.
I've lost momentum.
It's kind
of, no more
yeah.
remote. And the child, and you open the door for the child, they come in, "Hi, Mommy, they've been here." I'm going to watch TV.
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch a porn movie.
Going to watch one of them speaking porn films.
I'm really thirsty.
Mommy, why am I hearing the same sounds I heard in here downstairs now? Don't worry about it.
But there'll be a conclusion downstairs.
I would think just trying to, or just focus on only when the children are sleeping might be a good thing. But I also understand you get tired too. But
you know, this podcast has been very anti-child.
It has been, hasn't it? That's true.
We haven't really made a case for having kids.
No, I mean, kids are great. Kids are great.
Well, you were making that. I'm tired. What, we weren't podcasting then, were we?
Yeah, we weren't. See, you blew up my spot. Okay. So thank you.
Hey, grandkids are great. Having grandkids is fantastic.
Well, I mean, if you have grandparents nearby, you know, drop them off with the grandparents or with the aunts and uncles.
I'm not saying we did that, but we did that.
I think every parent does, right? It's just
you have to. Like you said, when you know your child starts screaming or they're knocking on your door, it's frustrating. It's just, you know.
Maybe can't do that every week, you know. So
once a month you're happy. What are you talking about?
Well, he's saying they have sex about once a week. So if he wants to keep that schedule.
What about, because I'm not saying this happened to me, but maybe it did. We're just not spontaneous anymore. How can you be fucking spontaneous? The kids are up. They're sleeping different times. I'm not saying I had that argument, but it may have happened to somebody I know.
Right, but the flip side of that is, as much as you again might pencil things in and have a schedule or whatever, like when opportunity doesn't knock, literally, oh my God. I think we have at least 15 minutes. All right. Game on. Like that's sort of spontaneity.
But I feel like that's too much time. Like I feel like you need to get it down. You need to have like a you need to get it down to like a 4-minute drill. You gotta keep that window tight.
As long as I'm happy. That's all I or you can
that's funny.
You can move next to a pasture with cows and stuff like that. Maybe that could help. I don't know.
Brian, you don't have any kids, but any ways that you guys kind of try and keep the mojo alive?
No.
Well, at least you've already got that worked out.
Yeah, that's good. Which is surprising because I've always felt you're a fairly sexually driven individual in terms of my understanding.
How do you know that?
Because trust me, there's a lot of stories about Brian Verderosa.
Oh, come
that
on.
Would paint him in a no, certain
go,
light.
Go ahead, tell one. I don't fucking care.
No, that's for you to share.
I'm a Patriots fan. I don't fucking care.
No,
fuck him. Fuck him.
Fuck you.
Fuck Roger Goodell.
Fucking facts.
Fucking British
accent. Nobody can do a Boston accent. No, Jay, tell a story that you've heard. I'm an open book, dude.
Well, you know, I just the flavored condom story. Do you want to share that one?
That's not that's drunken like idiocy.
Okay,
that's right. Not being sexually driven.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. What about the bowl incident? What was like a bowl of food or something like that, right?
The cookie batter,
that one.
I think Colleen wants to keep that one.
That one's probably, yeah, that's probably kept a secret. So, I mean, probably a lot of these stories kept being told, I guess.
All right.
There was a time the caller thought that it was...
Anyway.
No, and again, we do, I guess, the best we can. It's not... It's a...
But shouldn't you be worried if the sex has already gone before you get married? This is kind of concerning for me.
It isn't because I'm not worried. Number one, hey, look who just walked in the door. Thanks, hon.
Go ahead, share. Come on, talk about this. You can talk about this with her here.
No.
She give her
I hear a car starting. actually, hold on, guys, 1 second. All right, I'm back.
Okay, that's good. Jack, go ahead and say what you were thinking there.
I said I don't think we've ever recorded a podcast where the one of the hosts got in trouble during the podcast. I got in trouble after.
No,
a podcast.
No. For me, it's like the things that used to be important aren't as important anymore. and the things that are important are more important, if that makes any sense. So I'm kind of the status quo that we're at has me contented, and everything, like, because yes, I've had the relationships where that where the sex stuff has been more at a forefront, or more frequent, or whatever. But those women were also fucking nuts, and I'm happy that I don't have to see those people anymore. the just kind of the joy I get from being with her, with Courtney now, all the physical stuff, you know, that stuff, it comes when it comes, and it's great and it's fun, and but it's not at the forefront of my giving a shit.
Oh, so Brian finally grew up, I guess, a little bit.
Well, what does that even mean?
No, I'm just saying that.
That was kind of a mean comment, Jay.
That's not a mean.
He finally grew up.
Yeah, Brian's heart grew three sizes that day. I don't know.
He means it. He doesn't mean anything negative by it at all.
He's saying you're not as selfish anymore. Is that what he's trying to say?
No, I'm not saying he's selfish.
Probably.
Well, I'm trying to get you grew up. That part of growing up is not being selfish.
Jay, I'm on your side.
Brian's not much of a horn dog anymore. I don't know. Anyhow.
That's really funny.
I don't know how you could be on Jay's side. He basically just called you out, but that's okay.
Hey, I'm hashtag Team Brian.
Well, you grew up, Brian. Way to go. You're such a dick before.
Just remember that I volunteer for this shit.
Oh, man. That is the listener contributions that we have for this show. Any other advice we want to give this fine gentleman about how to keep the sex alive with the multiple kids? I think
there's only so much you can do. There's only so much you can do. I mean, when you have the second one and then you have a third one, it's going to be an issue, but you just have to. I think Brian said, whenever there's a moment, or you said, Jay, you just have to take advantage of that moment and go for it.
And yeah, you gotta get it down to a 5-minute drill.
Yeah.
Oh, you just upped yourself by a minute.
Well, I realized that round up, because 4 minutes, that's tight to get both partners satisfied. In it's a tall order. It's a tall order, but yeah.
Right, you carve out a solid 4 minutes 40 for her.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian's back.
Oh, man.
Anywho. Brian, thank you again for your...
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you guys, as always.
Your guest hosting.
And I will, Tim, if you're listening, I'm going to listen to what you said, motherfucker.
Ooh. Ooh. Can we have one? Because when you... I guess what it'd be a month before you return and how the rotation goes. Can you just have one team?
Oh, you mean you want me to abandon my?
You need to kick one of them to the curb. So either the Giants
can't do that.
You have to. I mean, I just can't have two teams. It'd be like me picking. It'd be like me being a Chargers fan and a Raider fan.
I'll be completely honest with you. It would be very. I would go Patriots if I had to pick. But
so you're going with the winner?
No, I have Giants in my blood.
But you don't really if you're going to pick the Patriots.
No, I do. My uncle's a scout for the team.
Oh.
So what? That's fucked up. You're not even supporting your uncle's job and livelihood?
I do. Wait, every time
The Giants or the
Guys,
Patriots?
I said I root for the both of the teams, but when it comes down to Giants versus Patriots, I root Giants. So I am rooting for his livelihood every time. But sure. I'm saying
Does he have any dirt on Eli Manning?
I don't know.
Guy's such a weasel.
Probably.
Such a weasel.
Can I just say, Brian, my wife and I recently watched High Fidelity, in which she told me that you based your entire personality on...
that's so bad to hear.
John Cusack?
John Cusack's character.
No, I was just talking about this with Courtney. Well, Courtney has an irrational hatred of John Cusack, which I don't want. Yeah, we're not talking about it. But Bobby and I were talking about this the other day. And I love the book High Fidelity. I love the movie, and it was on TV a couple months ago, and I was just catching a few clips here, and I was like, Rob is such a dick. Like, that character sucks so bad, and no wonder none of these women want to be with him. He's a mopey little prick.
Yeah.
And but I loved that guy in high school. I was like, I love this character. I'm like, oh God, it says so much about me.
Yeah, because Colleen was just like, oh, Brian used to like go around and do top five, all these things, and he would just do like all these outbursts and stuff like Rob. And I was like, yeah, I do kind of see that.
What's worse? The fact that I'm not going to deny that. the fact that I don't remember that.
Did you have that
it sounds so much like me that I'm just convinced it happened.
Did you have a top five NFL teams? Your favorite teams? My top five NFL teams.
I had a bottom five, and it was Chargers, 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 and Saints.
Hey, I'm a Charger fan, and sometimes they're at my bottom. So,
but yeah, it was a, hey, a cute John memory for Colleen that she shared.
Best John Cusack movie of all time, The Sure Thing.
Never seen it. I hear it's
You've
really
never
good.
Seen The Sure Thing? Oh, it's by far the funniest movie you've ever done.
Well, funniest is probably Better Off Dead. Better Off Dead is the funniest, and One Crazy Summer has the best gag.
The Sure Thing is hilarious.
All right.
Start to finish.
Well, you heard it here, folks.
Sure Thing's okay. It's not that.
I tell you what, if you don't like it, I'll stop being a Giants fan.
Wait, are you a Giants fan? Wait.
No.
He's trolling you.
You're a Chargers fan.
Yeah.
Do you go Panthers, Jay?
Me? No, I'm a Chargers fan. Panthers? What the fuck are you talking about?
I hate that when people sue. People go, oh, you're a Duke fan. Why am I a Duke? I'm a San Diego State. I root for San Diego State. Why would I be a Duke fan? Oh, you're a Panther? No. I am a Carolina Hurricanes fan because we don't have a
hockey. No. You don't get to be a dick about it. You live in North Carolina and have for a very long time.
No, I lived in San Diego a lot longer than I lived in here.
Long have you lived in North Carolina?
14 years.
How long have you lived in San Diego?
I lived there for 40 years.
All right, you might.
I was born in Pennsylvania, but I lived my whole life in San Diego.
All right, that's fine. No, but again, if you have a friend who's known you over a decade and you've never talked football before, but they know you live in North Carolina, those questions are not off limits.
I feel like you should have known that, Brian, after all this time.
There's no way anyone doesn't know I'm a Charger fan living here.
No, I'm saying I think Brian's criticizing me here in this instance.
Yeah, you because you don't. You don't wear. I wear Charger gear all the time.
Hmm.
But I feel like we have a bachelor party pact, which is a pretty. That's almost like a blood oath.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're you should at least know my favorite.
Just
football.
One hot dog.
Oh God, Cliff, you son of a bitch.
Oh man. All right. Well, that's a good place to wrap it up here. If you'd like to give us a call for a future Married Man show, give us a call at 510-69-TAFFY. Once again, it's 510-69-TAFFY. Also send an email to marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. If you like this show, there is a new one that is kind of the same idea, but from a female perspective. It's called The Broadcast. It's life from a female perspective.
It's very sexist, though.
It's a lot about, I don't know, vaginas and stuff like that. But check it out. I think they just recorded their third episode. Brian, I don't know if you've heard about it, The Broadcast. It's Colleen hosts the show.
I didn't know that it had launched yet. I need to check it out.
Yeah, and
still a Giants and Patriots fans.
Shut the fuck up!
See, there you go. There's a Patriots fan again.
Only
word they know. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
And also Shandy from The Tribe and Amanda Giordano, who Brian, I believe.
Amanda G!
Yeah, you know her as well.
I do.
Anywho, so check that out. Also, other shows we're doing this summer, the Ramblecast, we're going to record after this. We just did a Lost podcast, which was a lot of fun. And as we mentioned earlier in this show, Jack and Cindy are recording podcasts about the last half of the last season ever of Hell on Wheels.
You got to say AMC first. AMC's Hell on Wheels.
Fair enough. You can get all of these podcasts over on the whole enchilada feed or each one individually, all on iTunes. You get links to all of this over at jayandjack.com. Also want to send a special thanks to Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Brad from Chicago for contributing a significant amount. Thank you to all 130 plus of our patrons. If you'd like to become one, you go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top of the page. Also, we have a special connection partnership with Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/jayandjack. Use the promo code jayandjack to get a special discount on your first month's order. Ooh. All right. That is it for this week's show. We will see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
And I'm at Talking Movies.
Tim might have made fun of that a little bit, possibly.
What'd you say?
Tim might have made fun of your plugging.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm definitely going to listen to it.